Stuart O'Neill is the president of Royal Canadian Legion Branch 336 Falconbridge Garson. As with all small branches, Falconbridge has had its share of ups and downs. With Stuart at the helm, he has managed to keep them afloat during this difficult time. With a small group of volunteers, they have managed to proceed with their takeout fish and chips to help keep the doors open. They have been innovative in their efforts to generate funds through the pandemic, for the branch and those it serves. Discovery Early Learning uses the kitchen to prepare and store their meals. Our Ladies Auxiliary prepares and sells meat pies, O'Neill said. When COVID is under control, we'd like to do a pig roast and there's interest in horseshoes. With the field beside us, we could look at doing more sporting events. We have dart boards and a Nickel Belt Dart League team that's been here as long as me, possibly even longer, and they really like playing here because it's quiet. It's like their own little club. Glencore has donated a projection system that can be used for courses or company training, and we're thinking about potentially doing a movie night, at some point in the future. He got involved 7 years ago, after going to the branch for fish and chips and meeting people who encouraged him to join. I did and got involved. I got my SmartServe certification to do some bartending. I worked at the fish fries and helped out with the poppy campaign, he said. I got in and fully believe in what the Legion does for anyone who has been in active service and their dependents. The Legion helps seniors and provides youth education. I believe in the benefit here for the entire community. O'Neill worked for the Canada Revenue Agency for 34 years and retired in 2018. He has been devoting his time to Branch 336 ever since. This is my new full-time job, O'Neill said. In the summertime, I play a bit of golf, but I'm basically here 7 days a week. With COVID, I come up regularly to keep an eye on building maintenance, such as plumbing and electrical. I order fish fry supplies and help keep track of stock to assist the bar manager. I bartend as needed, and help the ladies auxiliary. The other volunteers always assist when asked. They really step up. I answer phone messages about hall rentals, follow up on COVID requirements and anything that comes up. This month, we had to cancel a few things. We're asking for opinions, but it's hard to foresee the future. We follow what our government advises. People are wanting to get out, as it can be difficult to not socialize. Although there isn't much socializing happening right now, O'Neill says volunteer efforts are still needed to help and hopes to be able to get back to other fundraising and community events soon. All our volunteers are very proud and want to see our branch continue. I know a number of branches are really suffering financially, and there's always a need for volunteers. We have people volunteer for events and jobs where needed, even if they aren't members. This really helps. We are looking for younger people to participate and join the Legion. The average age at our branch is 80. People think of the Legion around Remembrance Day, but help is needed year-round so that we can continue to be there for our veterans. He enjoys helping and notes there are many benefits. It feels really good to help an organization that is helping our community. At the end of the day, if we had a good event, I feel a sense of fulfillment that we've done something really well. It's a really good feeling to be doing something helpful for our veterans and our community. With this, O'Neill points to the importance of giving time to help. If you don't have volunteers, there are going to be numerous organizations that won't exist. A number of people won't receive the help that they need. Stuart O'Neill's words of volunteer wisdom, there is a sense of fulfillment in helping an organization and people that need assistance. You get that feel-good part of your life, knowing you've helped someone or an organization helping out the community. It brings satisfaction and brings community together. I would definitely recommend anyone who can to volunteer for any organization. I'm proud of the Legion, but if you believe in a nonprofit or charity, helping out anywhere is so beneficial to our society. Aaron Medikovic is a freelance writer in Greater Sudbury. Helpers is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.